What is it about driving the same kind of car that makes people want to get together? Well, let's find that out from my next guest, Jacob Forzan, who is the founder of the El Buggo in El Paso VW Charity Car Show and Swap Meet. Did you come up with that name all by yourself, Jacob?
Yeah.
You're to blame for this whole thing, aren't you?
It wasn't a hard stretch on that name.
Why? Why did you do this? And what's happening tomorrow?
8 years ago, I worked at a bar called Hope and Anchor, and they wanted to do an event. And I wanted to do something with the Volkswagens to kind of bring the community back together here in El Paso. Mm-hmm. So I asked them if I could do a show. And we did, and that's how we got started.
It's funny. It's just, I mean, cars, something about the cars we drive or the motorcycles that people ride or the whatever. Yes. Commonality. I guess we are always maybe looking for a reason to get together.
Yes.
Yeah. And this sounds like a fun one. What time do things kick off and where?
It's at the El Paso County Coliseum. It starts at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's open to the public. Spectators are free. Come in, leave as you please, stuff like that. Cars start showing up at 9. Actually, they start showing up before I get there. But
they're overnighting.
Yes.
If I drive a VW, I can just pull in. I'm starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And is there a cost involved with participation?
Yes. If it's a Volkswagen powered, you can bring it. And the cost is $10 for the car to enter.
And that gets me in the gate at the County Coliseum. Is it all an outdoor deal?
Yes. It's completely outdoor.
Okay. All right. What do we find at the swap meet, or what kind of what's the arrangement for the swap meet?
The swap meet is basically just for Volkswagen parts. You'll find lots of other parts too. Like people will sell. There's a guy that makes ice chests out of wood, and he puts Volkswagen emblems on them. He'll be probably selling them there. They'll sell things like lanterns and camping equipment for the VW buses and the campers and stuff like that. But you'll find a lot of vintage stuff like that that people like to put on their Volkswagens and use with their Volkswagens.
Okay, so this isn't folding tables and booths and that kind of a swap meet.
Yes and no. It is, but it's all VW parts and VW-related parts.
For the bug obsessed.
Yes.
Okay.
So you won't find washing machines and dryers or things
like
that.
Well, there goes my plan, you know. Okay, so the deal is that the swap meet folks can start showing up at 8 o'clock, and what's the cost for them?
For them, it's $20 to enter, and they pull in, they set up, and they're good to go all day.
Okay, can I, use my trunk to set up if I want to be part of the swap meet? It's that casual?
Yes, it is. It is that casual, yes. So they can people just basically pull up their trailers, park their trailers in the truck, and then just kind of unload right there and just put everything on the ground. And if they have canopies, they set them up.
Okay, so this is really like, let's go camp at the Coliseum for the day and then tear down and disappear like it never happened.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sweet.
That's exactly what it's like.
It's kind of low maintenance. Yeah, what time does it end? If it really cranks up at 10 a.m. is when the spectators start to show up. What time does it wind up usually?
It winds up, I usually try to give the awards out around 3. So by 3-4 o'clock, people are already winding out and leaving. Mm-hmm. So we're usually out of there. Last year, I was out of there by 6:30, breaking down everything.
But you're the big cheese. So. Yeah, you're the one that gets all the work.
So, but nobody has to leave. We don't kick anybody out, so they can stay as long as they want.
They can mosey. All right. Now, people can also bring other stuff to make their day more comfortable. You're not going to have food vendors?
We do have food vendors. We have two large food trucks. We have a barbecue food truck. I think it's Red's West Texas Barbecue.
All right.
And then we're going to have Orange Cow Burgers there. And then we have a hot dog cart. We have a few other snacks. There's one like this Tia Locos, which I'm kind of excited to see because they're going to do like the mangoes and the cucumbers with the tarin and stuff like that. Then Craze is going to be there stuff like that. So we have quite a few kettle corn, shrimp cocktails.
All right. So there will not be any suffering or lack of food.
No, but there will not be.
But folks can bring their own grills.
Yes, they can bring their grills and coolers. It's on the Coliseum, so they don't allow beer because they have a beer permit on site.
They will be selling beer.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's people who hydrate that way. Yes. I'll have that option. Now, what do you mean open to all VWs, air or water, show or not? What does that mean?
Okay. So air-cooled is all the old, early Volkswagens that were air-cooled motors. And anything after 79, I believe, 80, it became water-cooled, and they have a radiator and water and stuff. So it means all Volkswagens are welcome.
Okay.
And show or not basically means, like, if you have a daily driver, a car that just doesn't look, you don't think it's a show quality car, mm-hmm. bring it anyways. We want all Volkswagens there. And I have awards for cars like that. I have one called the Patinatina, which means your car is kind of rough and old looking
it's
and everything.
It's a beater.
And, yes.
And then, but it's still ticking.
Exactly. And then there's old reliable, which is your daily driver. So whoever drives their bug daily or their Volkswagen daily.
And how many rides show up fully pimped?
There's actually quite a few that
I really
are, that
said are, pimped on the air.
There are quite a few that are pimped out. They're fully painted interior, nice motors. I mean, nice show cars. Yeah. There are quite a few. And then there are quite a few that aren't, that are just our daily drivers. And yeah. some of them that are fully pimped out and don't look like it because they've been made to look old and worn down. But, I mean, these are full custom paint jobs on them. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, of course, here in this part of the world, we have our custom car shows where you have the lowriders and the candy apple red paint jobs and the glitter and the hydraulics and the – I mean, there is just such a culture of pride in these machines. How is it different, if it's different, in the VW community?
It's not so different. It's really the same, but our culture is more laid back when it comes to Volkswagens. I mean, it's that whole, I guess, as you could say, the hippie sense. Like, we're real casual and calm.
Of course, yes.
Every year I get compliments from the police department and the venue, like the Coliseum,
great.
Because they're – the crowd is so chill and relaxed and easygoing and happy.
Would There's mellow no, be the word?
Yes, very mellow. And they love us because we're so easygoing. And there's no
nice.
Real big sense of competition like other cars.
Sweet. Well, now you have 100% of your profits going to a local charity. Who's that?
Yes. This year we're doing the Child Crisis Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be donating the money to them. So everything that I make at the show goes to them, and then Rudolph Volkswagen will be selling t-shirts and stickers, and everything they make from that goes to them too. And they don't even take out where I have to take out for what I've spent on the show, because
yes.
that's just me.
Yes.
Rudolph doesn't take out for what they spent on the t-shirts. They donate that towards it too.
So. That's fantastic. What's your headcount generally? How many people show up? In that this is your eighth year, which
yes.
by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
And it only really well-run and incredibly simply run things last that long. So
I try to keep it simple.
Yeah. So what's the headcount generally?
Last year, I think we had over 1,000 people walking around at least. We had over 250 cars show up. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, it's hard to keep count with how many people walk in because we don't count those.
Sure. I've got one other quick question I have to throw in here. You said there will be a limbo contest and foot-powered drags.
Yes.
With teams of 2, 3, or 4.
Yes.
Quick description.
Limbo contest is lowest car, goes underneath the bar, just like limbo.
Oh, God. Okay.
And the foot drags is basically a push race. You push your car and race against another car and see who can win.
Ah, the possibilities. This is just going to be a fun day tomorrow at the El Paso County Coliseum. It is the 8th annual El Buggo in El Paso VW Charity Car Show and Swap Meet. And that's $20 to be part of the swap meet, $10 to get your VW in the door. Spectators, you can start showing up at 10 a.m. And God, it just sounds like a relaxed good time. My thanks to founder of the event, Jacob Forzan. You've started something good.
Thank you.